Last one, you got no choice now. Prince of Persia.
Go on,
the
then.
Lost Crown.
Go on, I'm not... Okay.
Our kingdom is cursed. The prince has been kidnapped and taken to a forbidden land. All hope rests with us, the immortals, to rescue him and save the Empire. But we weren't prepared for what was coming next.
Do you like Prince of Persia? So the original Prince of Persia was a really difficult platformy style game. Yeah. Well, they call them Metroidvania now, which means it's like a like the Metroid games and like the Castlevania series of games, right. You know. And that one was really difficult, and it was the classic of all time. Then they released Prince of Persia: The Sands of Time, and that was a genre-defining game with you could rewind time and all this. This one is back to the basics of the Metroidvania, the jumping up and down the platforms. But obviously with a modern twist, so you've got these massive sword attacks that you can do, you've got a bow and arrow, you can also throw it, which is really cool, and you can block and time your parries and stuff. It's actually pretty cool, I would say.
Okay.
It's a nice time filler in kind of January, February time. If you've gone through the Christmas rush of games, and there's not really that much out now apart from remastered versions of old games, for something that's new...
Oh, okay.
This is pretty cool. The blocking is a little bit hard to time. There's this overcharged attack, which I kept messing up all the time. So I think there's a bit of a fiddliness with the controls. But to be honest with you, it does channel that original Prince of Persia game. And it's got those kind of that feeling. But it's still not the game everyone wants. Everyone wants the sequel to The Sands of Time with the rewinding and the blocking and all that amazing stuff. Which is coming, apparently. There's a remaster of that coming. But this will tide you over until then. However, £45 on consoles. It's on everything, but not the Steam Deck. And I was like, really? Because I'm playing all the stuff on the Steam Deck these days. So I was a bit annoyed by that. But anyway.
I'm just looking at it now, right? I mean, what are the graphics like?
Well, it probably wouldn't have cost Ubisoft that much money to make compared to their normal style of games, like Avatar, for example, that we talked about. It's an okay-looking game.
Yeah, I mean...
It's fun, though. The graphics are just okay. Like I say, it's a bit of a filler if you've got, you know, gaming time that you want to spend. And I think it's expensive for how it looks. But yeah. It is fun. So, you know...
What do you give it out of 10?
A solid 6, you know.
Solid 6.
It fills in the day if you want.